trap of Heches on the base. Omer of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer of Yonason. My dechshiv li bavtini achosi kalol li bavtini ba'achas me'inayich. The Rav Shmuel says that he was attracted by Klal Yisrael with one eye, and then it says, with both eyes. Etchila ba'achas me'inayich, lechishatasi b'shteinayich. By Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah theoretically, but they didn't actually observe it. And afterwards, when they actually observed it, then it was with two eyes. Marsha says that eye can be something you see in your mind's eye or something you see actually. In the beginning, it was only in their mind's eye, it was only theoretical, and then it became actual. Omar Ula, let's see Rashi first. B'tchila b'kabola shekibaltem achasu etzlechem l'vasov kishkiyamtem shtayim yesh. In the beginning, they only accepted the Torah, but they didn't actually keep it because of the Chet HaEgel. And afterwards, they actually kept it. Libavtini keraftoni, you attracted me, you became close to me. Omar Ula, aluva kala mizana besochupasa. How shameful it is. Nebuch, a kala who is mizana in the midst of the chuppah. And that's what happened to Klal Yisrael. In the midst of Matan Torah, they were over the Chet HaEgel. Omar Amori, brod bashmuel. Ramori, who was the son of the daughter of Shmuel, his father was a goy, therefore his father's not mentioned. My kroa, where's a pasuk that says that they were mazana besoch kupasa, ad shahamelech b'mesibo nir dinosan recho. While the melech was still there in his resting place, they gave off a bad odor. Omar avadain chavivusa higabon. And even so, even though it's talking about the gnus of Klal Yisrael, it says it in a nice way. Nosan velokosav hisriach. It says nosan recho. It gave off an odor, not hisriach, that it stunk. And Tosas says it wouldn't have said hisriach because that's lashon maguna. The Torah doesn't use things that are maguna, but it should have said orav recho. It went away, but the fact that it says nosan recho is a lashon of chavivus. Okay. Tana rabbanan aluvim ve'enam olvim shomim cherposim ve'enam meshivim. Now, since we mentioned the word aluva, aluva kala, so people who are aluvim, who get insulted, the enum olvim, and they don't insult the people who insult them, shomim cherposim, the enum eshivim, they hear their shame or the cherpa, they hear things derogatory about themselves, and they don't answer, right? And some say shomim means that they listen and they pay attention, that when people say derogatory things, they take the musar from it. Osim mi'ava v'smechem yisurim. They do avodas Hashem mi'ava, and they're happy with their yisurim. Aleim akosav omer v'ohavav ketzeis Hashem es rigvuraso. Those people who love the Rabbanu Shalom will be like the sun when it goes out in its strength. And the reason it's like the sun is because the sun also was aluva ve'enam olvim. The moon had the tainas against the sun. The sun kept quiet. And the sun ended up gaining because of that. And also they say that every morning when the sun comes up, it doesn't want to go out because the idol worshippers worship it. So still, what's it called? Smeichim b'yisurim. And there, but it says that when the sun goes out, it goes out. Smeichim b'tzeisom v'sosim b'vo'am. Even though it's tremendous yisurim for the sun to be worshipped as a god, and it doesn't really want to go out, but it does Ratzon Hashem, smeichim b'yisurim. That's also by the sun. Rashi. Mizana aluva chatzufa, the ulvisolishin chutzpah, right? What a chutzpah it is, shanda, that the kala is mizana besocha chupa, bahochi amrinim b'meseches gitin. Mizana besochupasa, kishisrael, kishamba besin, I vasu ha'egel, the mesibo bechupasa, nosan ozavrecho, hatov lacherim, it gave off its odor, its aroma, gave it away. V'adayin chavivuso higabon, afalpi shahamikra mesaper bignuso, heralonu loshen chiba. Even though it's speaking something derogatory about Klal Yisrael, it says it in a nice way. Medloksi v'sriach, didn't say it stunk. Ha'ne'alovim ve'enam olvim, acherim boim aleim b'chutzpa. Other people, what's it called, insult people, v'lo hein alachem, they don't insult back. Osu mi'avas ha'mokam u'smechem b'yisurim, ala liva habo aleim. For the shanda that comes on them, they accept the yisurim b'simcha. Tana Rabban, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, my dechshiv Hashem yitain Omer hamevasros tzava rav. And the Rabban Shem gave his speech, so it portended a tzavarav, a whole army, called Dibur, Dibur Shiyasim HaGvura Nechlek L'Shivin L'Shonos. Every Dibur that the Rabban Shem said, Be'aseres HaDibros, split into 70 different L'Shonos. And the Marsha says that the Goyim couldn't say that if it was given in our language, we would have accepted it. It was given in all the languages. And others, I think, say that over here, Shivim L'Shonos doesn't mean all the different languages, but it means there were 70 different ways of looking at every single thing in the Torah. Shivim Ponim L'Torah. Tanit Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, Ukepatish Yifotzei Sela. This is hinted to in the Pasuk, like the hammer smashes the rock. That's how Rashi learns. Ma'patish Zeh Nechle L'Kamlin Tzotzos. Just like the hammer breaks the rock into many pieces. Afkol Dibur V'Dibur Shiyotzim Pekarish Baruch Hu Nechlek L'Shivim L'Shonos. So too, every Dibur that the Rabban Shem said was broken into 70 L'Shonos. Rashi. Tzova Rav Kol Ha'umos. Right, all the nations of the world heard what the Rabban Shem said. Ma patish mischalik hasela al yodo, just like a hammer, the rock is broken up by it. Lekamani tzotzos into many sparks, many what's it called, little chips. So too the dibur of Hashem. Tosus learns that it's not talking about the rock being broken, but ma patish. Patish is what we're comparing with Dvar Hashem. It's the hammer that gets broken by rocks that are extremely hard. San Piron, break the hammer into many pieces. So it's a hammer that's broken into pieces. Omer of Chananu Bar Papa, my deceive, Shomu ki negidim adaber, loma nimshol divrei Torah ki nogid. The Rabbanu Shem spoke negidim. Why are divrei Torah compared to princes? Lomer lecho, ma nogid ze yesh bo lahomis lahachios. Just like a nogid has the power of life and death. Av divrei Torah yesh bem lahomis lahachios. Torah also has the power to give life or death. Haynu de omer rava lamayminim bo asama dechaya. To people who learn Torah, lishma, with all their strength, it's a sam hachayim. L'masmilim ba'asama demosan. The people who learn shalolishma, and here shalolishma means lekanter, to show up other people. Not stam, they learn for kavod or whatever. That's shalolishma, we say, mito shalolishma balishma. But they learn shalolishma to hurt other people. For them, it's a sam hamavis. And the Vilna Gaon explains that Torah has the power to make things grow. So if you have weeds growing, it's a good fertilizer to make weeds grow. If you have things that are beneficial growing, it'll make those things grow. So Torah can either be a sam hachayim, if a person has the right midos or whatever, or it could be a sam hamavis and proliferate his bad side. The Svasemis has a different shot. He says sam chayim means that it's a sam that could give extra life if you do it lishma. If you don't do it lishma, then it's just a sam adamosa, it's a sam that'll take away death, but it won't give you extra life. But it's not something negative. Every dibur the Rabban Shem said, there were two crowns tied on to each dibur. That's negidim. Right? They were like princes with crowns. And the idea is that everything the Rabban Shem said had two parts to it. A nigla, the obvious open part, and the hidden part. So each one had two crowns, so says the Marsha. Rashi. People who put all their effort into Torah, utrudim ladas soda, and they try to get to the essence of what it means. That's called soda. That's the secret. It's not secrets. It's the essence of what the Torah is. Biad yamino shikur. Person puts his ikur into Torah, like a person who's a righty puts his right hand into what he's doing. Koshen lo shek snarim ledibur shohaya bo mamish. The nira kedichsiv roimis hakolos. It was possible to tie a keser onto the dibur because the dibur itself was something that you could see. It was something that had mamoshes to it, the dibur of Hashem. It became, what's it called? It materialized.
Okay. Doesn't it say that you didn't see anything when Hashem spoke?
What? They didn't see anything from the Rabban Shem speaking, but they saw the dibur itself. Right. They saw the dibur. They didn't see any form of the Rabban Shalom. You didn't see a form of the Rabban Shalom speaking, but what he spoke, they saw. Om Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, my deceived Tzror Hamor, Dodi Li, Ben Shaddai Yolin. Om Rabbi Knesset Shroth, Nakarish Baruch, Rabban Shalom. Afal Pisha Meitzar, Umeimer Li, right? Tzror Hamor is a clump of different kinds of spices, but Tzror has the Lashon of Meitzar, of even though you make me suffer, right? Make it bitter for me, right? Dodi ben Shodayolim. Even so, even though the Rabbanu Shalom, we made it bitter for the Rabbanu Shalom, right? But still, he dwelt amongst us. Eshkol Hakofer Dodi Li. Becharmi and Gedi. What's the end of the pasuk? Eshkol Hakofer Dodi Li Becharmi and Gedi. Misha Kol Shalo Mechaper Li Al Oven Gedi. The one who has everything. Eshkol Hakofer. Eshkol is from the Lashon of Misha Yeshlo Hakol. Right? Kofer is Mechaper. So he atones on the sin of the golden calf, the Gedi. Shekaramti Li, which I stacked up for myself. My Mashma the High Karmi Lashon de Machnish. Why is where do we see the lashon of korein means to gather? Amar Marzutra Breder of Nachman Kedisnan Kisei Shel Kovei Shekarmel of Esakelim. You have a laundry kind of basket that you gather all the clothes on top of that thing to clean them. So korein means to gather together. Rashi Afopi Shemetzru Meimerli Dodi BeEgel Shomer Horid Ed Yecha. Even though the Rabbanu Shel Olam, what's it called, punished me and took away my ksarim from Har Sinai, still Ben Shoda Yolin Omer Miyad Lasos Lo Mishkan. Still, he built the Mishkan. He told us to build the Mishkan. Lios Mitzum Semeshri Naso Ben Shnei Abadim, and he dwelt there between the Badei Ha'aron. She Nirim BeMikdash Rishon Kishnei Shodaim Dochkin UBolkin BeParoches Kineged HaPesach. That's where the Rabbanu Shel Olam dwelt. On the Aron between the two Badim, which looked like a woman sticking out of the Paroches. Ein Gedi, Avon Egel Shumin Behema, right? The Ein Gedi means the Avon of the Egel, even though the Egel was a calf and this is a Gedi, but it's a hint that the sin came from something that was of an animal origin. Lashon Acher, Lashon Aku. Gedi is not a goat. But it's a lashon of avodah zara. Ha'orchim legad shulchan. God is the name of an avodah zara. We had it before. Shekaramti shasafti, that I gathered. This avos elohus harbe. I gathered a lot of other gods to follow them by the chet ha'egel. Kedoshiv eil elohecha Yisrael. They didn't just follow one god. They followed a lot of gods. Shekormim olav. Shema asfin olav es habigodim. They gather all the clothes on this v'hudaf aruka. It's a big shelf. Umenukeves nekovim harbe has holes in it. Umeniach hamugmer tachteah, and they used to put things on coals to put a nice smell into the clothing. Vakelim is gamre miderech hanekovim. Lishna de michnish garsina. Michnish means to gather together. Va'omar Rabbi Shua ben Levi ma'idech siv lechayov karugas habosem. Called Dibur v'Dibur Shiyotzim in Piyakadosh Baruch and Smalei Kola Olam Kula B'Samim. L'Choyav is a hint to the Luchos. Karuga Sabosim, it's like spices. Every Dibur that the Rabbanu Shalom said, the whole world filled up with spices, with this, an aroma, different aroma for each Dibur. The Kivin Shemi Dibur Rishon Nismalei, Dibur Sheni Lehechen Holach. Since the whole world filled up with this aroma by the first Dibur, how could there be another, something filling up the whole world by the second Dibur? It's already filled up. The Rabban Shalom made the wind blow. Rishon Rishon, and the Bisham in the Roma went into Gan Eden. Shenemar Sivsosav Shoshanim Notvos more over. Al Tikre Shoshanim Ela Shoshonim. Each one changed the aroma, and the other one was blown into Gan Eden. Rashi. Mavir Rishon the Gan Eden. More over Al Sheheviron. He pushed away one aroma to bring the next aroma, each one by the Aseres HaDibros. And one of the ideas is that by Matan Torah, all their senses sensed Matan Torah. They saw the Dibros, they heard them, they saw what you could see, they heard what you could, they saw what you could hear, and they heard what they could see. And every single sense was affected. So therefore the sense of smell also had to be affected. And some say that's the reason we put out flowers on Shavuos, to remember this, that the world filled up with an aroma from the Samim when the Zibros were given. Every time the Rabbanu Shalom spoke, they died. If they died after the first Dibur, how did they get the second one? So The Rebbe Hashem brought the Tal of Trias HaMesim to Hechiosom, and he brought them to life after each Dibur, and then they died again, and he brought them to life after that Dibur. Shenemar Geshem Nidvos Tonif Elohim Nachloscha, the Nila Atako Nanto. Right, that's the Geshem Nidvos, is the Tal of Trias HaMesim. V'om Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, called Dibur V'Dibur Shiyotzim Piyakarish Baruch Hu Chos Yisrael Achoreyam Yud Beis Mil. Right, every Dibur, it pushed them back, it shocked them 12 mil backwards. And the Malachim came and pushed them forward again near the mountain. Shenamar Malachi Tzvos Yidodun Yidodun. Yidodun really means to move. The Malachim moved, but Al Tikra Yidodun Eli Yidodun. They moved the others. They moved Klal Yisrael. So they asked, "What is the story here?" Rabbi Shua ben Levi said both of these things. He said they died from the Dibur and they got pushed back. If they got pushed back, they weren't dead. So they say that the Marsha says that some of them didn't have the koach to live. They died between the Dibros. Some of them had the koach. They were pushed back. They also asked the Chora was on Shabbos. How could they be pushed back? Yud Beis Mil, it's Chutz L'Tchum. So they say that the Anoni HaKovod formed a mechitza around them, so there was no inyan of going out Chutz L'Tchum. The only problem is if the Anoni HaKovod considered a mechitza, then how did you learn out from there, from the Midbar, all the Hotzos of Shabbos? There wasn't a Rishus HaRabim then. So they say that, what's it called, the Anoni HaKovod left them and didn't come back till after the Mishkan was built, or started to be built. So all the Malachas of Shabbos, we learn from that time that the Mishkan was being built before the Anoni HaKovod came back. From Yeshua ben Levi, let's see, Rashi. Geshem Nidavos, Gabi Matan Torah, Ksiba Sefer Tehillim. This Perek and Tehillim was talking about Matan Torah, and there it says the Rebbe Hashem brought Geshem Nidavos, the Tal of Trias HaMesim. Yud Beis Mil, Zuhi Midas Machanehem, that was the size of Machne Yisrael, 12 mil. For Yoakrov and Ledibur, Chosen Ripachet Akol, Ad Kseya Machane. The whole Machane moved its entire length. Medadin Osam, Messiah Osam. Right, they helped them to push them back. Liskari ma'at ma'at, little by little they pushed them back towards Har Sinai. Shayu chaloshim ki isha medada es beno betchila silucho. Just like a woman helps her child walk when he begins to learn how to walk. Yedudu mashma hei matzma yedudu. The pasuk is mashma that the malachim themselves moved. Yedadu medad nacherim. You have to read it that they made others move. Okay. Varmi v'shu ben Levi b'shoa sha'ala moshe l'morom. Omru malachi asharis of ne'akadosh baruch hu. Ribono shalolom. Mali Yilud Isha Beinenu. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shemayim to get the Torah, the Malachim asked, what's a mortal man, a person born to a woman, doing by us? Omer Lehem, the Kabul Torah boy, came to get the Torah. Omer Lefon of Chamuda Genuza, Shegnuza Lechotesha Meos, Shivim the Arba Doros, Kodim Shnivra Olam. This is something that was 974 generations hidden before the world was created. Atom of Akish, Litten Levos Adam, you want to give it to a human being? More enosh kisis karenu ben adam kisif kedenu. What's man that you should consider him? Hashem adonenu ma dir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz asher t'na hold chal ha'shamayim. So that's the next pasuk. Give your hold, give your glory to the heavens. Now give us the Torah. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch l'Moshe hachzer lohem tshuva. So the Rebbe Hashem told Moshe, answer them. Amar lefan ribono shalom misyora nishema yisrafuni behevel shevathiyam. I'm afraid they'll burn me up with their breath. Amar lo echoz b'kisei kvodi v'chazor lohem tshuva. Hold on to my throne and answer them. Shenemar ma'aches p'nei kisei. Parshei zolov anenu. Omer Rav Nachman, Melamed, this is all part of that same Tehillim. Omer Rav Nachman, Melamed Shapira shakai miziv shchinaso v'anonu v'anonu. What's it called? The Rabbanu Shalolam covered up Moshe Rabbeinu with the Kisei HaKavod, and he was able to answer them. Omer Lefan, the Rabbanu Shalom, Torah sh'ata nosin lima kasuba. What does it say in the Torah? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzeisichom Eretz Mitzrayim. Omer Lohen, L'Mitzrayim Yoradetem, were you ever in Mitzrayim? L'Paro Ishtadabtem, were you ever an Eved to Paro? Nidei Savadim. Torah Lomate Lochem, the Torah doesn't apply to you. Shu Maksibo, what else does it say? Lo Yelecho Elohim Acherim, Bein Ho'ami Matem Shurim, Sh'odin V'Vodazorah. You need a Tzivui not to be over there, but a Zorah, you live amongst the nations. Shu Maksibo, Zochra Shem HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Klum Atem Osim Melocha, Shatem Tzrichim Shvus. Right, you have to rest. You don't do malacha. Shu maksiba lo sisa maso matan yesh bachem lo sisa shem asher. Don't take God's name in vain. You do business that you're going to swear falsely. Shu maksiba kabeles avichas imecha ave em yesh lachem Shuv Maksiba Lo Sirzach Lo Sinaf Lo Signov Kina Yesh Beinechem Yetzirhara Yesh Beinechem. These things apply to you angels Bechlal. You don't have Kina, there's no jealousy, there's no Yetzirhara. Niyad Hodu Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu. They agree that the Rebbeinu should give the Torah to human beings. Shenemar Hashem Adoneinu Moadir Shimcha Ve'ilu Tzna Hodcha Shomayim Lo Ksiv. Right, but the Maase doesn't say over there, give your glory on the heavens. They forgot about that. They, what's it called? They agreed that the Torah should be given to human beings. What? Yeah, but it doesn't say Tzno. Earlier it also says Bechol Haaretz, but it says Tzno Hold Chal Hashemayim. Here it says also Ma'adir Shimcha Bechol Haaretz. Both places it says Bechol Haaretz. The problem is it doesn't say Tzno Hold Chal Hashemayim. Not that it does say Bechol Haaretz. Tuf Kaf Ein Doros, 974 Doros, Ba'alofim Shona Shekidma Torah La'olam. The world preceded, the Torah preceded the world, right, 1,000 years. Hoyu Asidim Doros Halololi Boros. Those generations should have been created. Shenemar, Dover Tziva La'elef Dor. The Torah was supposed to be given after 1,000 generations. The Ro'a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shein Olam Eskayim Below Torah Kol Kach. The Ravonshim realized the Torah, the world couldn't exist without the Torah for so long. The Aviron, he pushed away those generations. Velo Baron, he didn't create them. The Nosno the Chavdov Doros, and he created gave the Torah for 26 Doros. Harishachosru Tuf Tuf Kaf Ayin Dalad Me'elef. So 970 Doros were what's it called, were missing. And the Rebbeinu Shem then put those Doros and scattered them along the whole existence of the world. Ma'adir Shimcha Adir Hu Harbei Ba'aretz. The Ein Roy L'cha Litein Hod Chasham Ki Yim Al Hashamayim. Right, you are very much glorified more than the earth, and that's not the place to put your glory, only on Hashemayim. Pirish sodai miziv, no trikan shel parshes. That's what parshes means. The Rebbeinu Shem spread his glory over Moshe Rabbeinu when he took on the Kisei HaKavod. Kina yesh beinechem shatem boim al yodah lidei ritzicha. You're going to murder people. Right, so that doesn't apply. So they asked, what was the havamina of the malachim? Right, what do they think to begin with? So the Shurei Das says that the Torah can be understood also in a esoteric way. Right? It has a niglin and nister, and the Malachim knew that you could understand the Torah in an esoteric way, and they were in Mitzrayim esoterically, and all the other things applied to them. So the Moshe Rabbeinu told them, though, the Torah has to apply to all the worlds, even the most simple. Not just the spiritual meaning of the Torah. There's a physical meaning too. And the physical meaning only applies to human beings who also have the spiritual meaning. So therefore, they agree that the Torah should be given to others say that, what's it called? They tainted that people sin. And therefore, it's not Roy, the Torah from us who don't sin is much greater than the Torah of people who do sin. So I think the Sfas Emes says, therefore the Rebbeinu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hachzer Lohem Tshuva. Right, because people sin, they can do tshuva. So tell them about tshuva, and that's a reason why people should get the Torah, not angels. And then what's it called? Moshe says, I'm afraid they'll burn me up at Hevel Shebathiyim. They're going to use the taina that Hevel Pihem, their breath doesn't have any chait, but our breath has chait. So he says, no, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod. All this is what the arguments are. Hold on to your argument, because tshuva is magiyat Kisei HaKavod. So, and that's the answer Moshe Rabbeinu gave him. In addition, others say that that's the greatness. If you have a Yetzer Hara and you're able to overcome it, that's much greater than somebody who's Stam at Tzaddik who never had that Yetzer Hara. So the Chanukah Satorah says what I just told you about Hachzer Lohem Tshuva and Kisei HaKavod, Rabbeinu Heschel. The person has a Yetzer Hara. Were you ever amongst the nations of the world? Were you Meshubet to Paro? Do you have a Yetzer Hara? All those things make a person even greater. When it says over here, they hold on to the Kisei HaKavod, so the idea is that a human being, his neshama, comes from Tachas Kisei HaKavod, but his body is a human body that does Chatoyim. So by a regular person, he has both parts of the Torah, both the physical part from his body and the spiritual part from his neshama, which is Tachas Kisei HaKavod. Whereas the angels only have the spiritual part, therefore they couldn't be the ones to get the Torah. Just Agav, somebody asked me, Motzi Shabbos, why in Asher Yotzar we say, Goluv Yodua Lefnei Kisei Kvodecha. So based on this, I told him two answers. One is, that since we're speaking about the frailties of the human body, we mention also that Lamaisa, a person, is also in the Shama that came from Tachas Kisei HaKovet. I think a better answer is, a person, the Chofetz Chaim says, he doesn't understand how anybody could be a Balgaiva if he has to go to the bathroom. He sees what a Bria Shvela he is. So we have to go to the Beis HaKisei, and we make that opposite, but you, Ribbono Shel Olam, have Kisei Kvodecho. Look at the difference between us. You have Kisei Kvodecho and look at the Kisei Kovet that we have. So after you go to the bathroom, you make the Hashivah between Kisei Kvodecho to our Kisei HaKovet.